Hey guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to welcome you back to another First 30. We're closing in on the end of our 30 days in the new walk, new face, new direction that you're in. Maybe you're away at school, or maybe you're in a commuter school, or maybe you're in a state of life where just everything is different, and you're kind of stuck in that place of, I'm not fully dependent yet, completely, I want to be independent, but I'm really dependent. I mean, you know what I mean, that kind of space in between. I kind of take care of a lot of myself, but a lot of things I still have to count on others for. I think that is one of the things when we begin to talk about this concept of service, is when we can separate what we need versus what we give, and what we give versus what we want. And you look at that and say, okay, Chuck, that makes no sense at all. Well, over into 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the love chapter. And it's the chapter I use in all of the weddings that I do, and almost every wedding I've ever been to, where Paul goes through this long list of things of what love is and what love isn't. Now, I want to try to marry this passage, which is 1 Corinthians 13:5. I want to marry this passage to another thought that Jesus said was a big deal. Jesus said, if you want to be great, you've got to become a servant. Now, the picture of Jesus saying that is that he's saying that the way greatness works inside the kingdom of God is that the person that serves more is going to receive a greater inheritance, a greater blessing than the person that wants to be served. You know, a lot of times we go to school and our desire is, we see, I want to be the CEO in the corner office, or I want to be the president of the United States, or I want to be the fastest young woman to be a billionaire in the world, or we want to be a realtor or a governor, we want to be a lawyer, a doctor, or we want to be a great mom or a great dad. We have all these things that we're kind of preparing our life for in this season. And in the middle of that, Jesus says, don't forget, if you're wanting to be great, you've got to become a servant. And then Paul, over in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, gives us this long list of love. Where does service and love come together? Well, the scriptures teach us that if you want to find yourself, then you've got to give yourself away. If you want to be first, you got to put yourself in the last position. Jesus, over and over and over in his ministry on this earth, and especially through the gospel writings, there's a theme that says, if you want to experience all that God has, if you want the greatness that comes with God, then you've got to become a servant. But Paul, again, how do we play off of love and service? Where do they go hand in glove? Well, in the fifth verse of 1 Corinthians 13, here's what he's talking about in love, that it does not behave rudely, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, and thinks no evil. This verse is talking about how we love other people. But in specific worlds of our own life, it talks to us about what love does. You see, the essence of the kind of servanthood that God is calling us as we serve other people who are in need, when we help other people who are struggling, is that it's birthed in love. This verse is talking about what love does, because leadership, because service, and because love are all something that we don't just feel, we do. If we really love other folks, not just in words, but in action, it will show. This verse gives us a picture of what God's kind of love and God's kind of service looks like. We don't serve others so we get a pat on the back. We don't serve others so there's an article written about us. The scripture says that love does not behave rudely. That means you don't talk back to folks when they're in authority. It's when you don't look for an argument, you look to serve. It's about not trying to prove you're right, but trying to make things right. I mean, if you look at this and say, how would I treat the person as I'm serving them, or how they're serving me? Do I serve and do I love the person who's serving me a burger in the same way that I would I'm serving in a homeless shelter? You see, service goes both ways. You're willing to let people serve you, but you cannot wait to serve others. You see how that is hand in glove? This Bible verse says that love is not provoked. That means that it doesn't snap or fly into some type of angry fit just because somebody looked at you the wrong way. Finally, love thinks no evil. This means that you're not thinking the worst of folks. You're thinking of, how can I serve folks? And I find this difficult. I mean, I'm just being honest with you guys. When I look at this and I think, it's easier to fly into an angrier fit, Chuck, because when somebody looks at you the wrong way, you're just thinking, well, I want to get mine and get back. But service, true service, is birthed in a heart of love. So scripture says, Love thinks no evil. This means that you're not thinking the worst about folks. You don't assume they've got an agenda or are trying to stab you in the back, and you're not always looking around the back as if somebody's looking for you. Simply put, loving others means that we don't just react or respond with what feels right at the moment. This takes some practice and some work to serve people well. But if you really focus on it, you can change how you respond to others. Rather than just doing what feels good, you can learn to let the love of God that is in your heart come out. And when you do, you'll be a light for the Lord Jesus in ways that you've only imagined. You see, true service is built out of a heart of love. A heart of love does not behave rudely. It doesn't seek its own gratitude. It is not provoked into anger. It thinks no evil. And you say, well, wow, Chuck, that is more than a mouthful. I can't bite that off. But here's what you can do. You can allow the Lord to recognize in your heart your need for His love. And when you replace your will with His will, when you replace what you love with what He loves, then it's easy to not behave rudely, to not seek after your own, to not be provoked, and to not think evil. Serving others is a critical part of how love is happening in our life. It's an action. Because of God's love, we love Him. He loved us first. As a result, we love back. When we act like Him and we love like Him, we naturally serve other people because we have been fixed on the things that matter to the divine. Listen today, you don't have to go out and behave rudely. You don't have to seek your own. It's not provoked and it thinks no evil. What is the big deal? Serve people in love. God bless you guys. We'll see you back tomorrow for another First 30.